Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Thank you, Limits. I usually don't respond to the comments below my Post-Gazette columns. Today's mailbag was, are the 2025 Pirates the worst team in the history of Pittsburgh sports? Some guy named James comments below this because I got asked in it, what about Skeens hitting? And some people think apparently that that's a ridiculous topic, but I've talked about it before. Both his college coaches from LSU and Air Force said he would have been a first-round pick as a hitter. He was an unbelievable hitter in college. You consider that and then look at this lineup. We're asking about 60-year-old Barry Bonds, who could legitimately hit more home runs than Tommy Pham right now if you gave him a month to ramp up. We're asking about former Nebraska quarterback Tommy Frazier, a combination of Tommy Pham and Adam Frazier. And if he could out-hit both of them, if he trained for a month, and I don't even know if he played baseball, and I say yes to that. Paul Skeens, if you gave him time to ramp up, why wouldn't you give him a chance to be Ohtani? And I'm not saying he would hit as well as Ohtani, obviously. But in terms of being able to pitch once every 5 days and hit a couple times a week, you don't think he could help them? You don't think he could have helped himself? The other day, so this guy, James, I know I'm in the minority, but why do some PG writers continue to fan the fire on stupid suggestions like having Skeens bat? He hasn't hit live hitting since his sophomore year. To which I respond, because he was an excellent hitter in college, he would have been a first-round pick as a catcher, and half the guys in the lineup when he pitches are hitting in the 100s. I should have added idiot, but I didn't do that, Limits, and I don't think I will. Is that a good decision?
Yeah, I think you made the right call.
How are you today? What's going on back there?
Everything's great.
You seem mildly depressed, and I can't even see you because I'm at Studio B out in Monroeville.
Well,
having
Joe,
a wonderful
it's
time.
Because I miss you, and I'm upset about the game that we watched yesterday and a four-game losing streak, and it's hard
Where
to watch
Where did you watch
right
it? Were you one of the 12 people at the game?
No, I was sitting on my couch watching it and watching you and I were texting back and forth about Key Brian Hayes' hustle down the line.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Well, at least there's accountability there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, but Don Kelly's come in. I like Don Kelly, but I want to see more accountability with him, too. Right? I mean, that's a situation. He's not the only one who doesn't run down the line. It's a couple times now where he hasn't hustled down the first baseline. Then you have Pham doing what he did. Then you have Frazier, and this is worse than that, in my opinion, because Frazier is doing almost nothing else to help the ball club, unable to lay down a bunt. Come on.
I have a couple of guys from Baldwin Wiffle Ball that would like to try out to play in left field for Tommy Pham that make better catches than that I see every Sunday.
Yeah, can they lay down a bunt?
Yes, there's
a major league player.
There's a rule, one bunt per game.
He could have bunted anywhere on the field and done his job. Instead, he bunted right to the pitcher. Now, here's the other thing that I mentioned that sticks in my craw still with Nutting. And in case you missed the opening of the show, when he fired Shelton, the rationale for keeping Charrington around was the season's still salvageable. You know, get a spark here. Let's go. All goals are still there. Well, 10 games later, it's the same and worse. Their winning percentage is .300 instead of .313. Clearly, that wasn't the problem, as we all knew. So fire Charrington today. Today. And the other is DFA, Pham, and Frazier today. But what really sticks in my craw, from Nutting's conversation with Jason Mackey, from May 9th, was when he was asked point blank, why do you continue to own this team? And instead of simply saying, because I want to win or I want to get this back to where we were and well beyond, He started diving into him being the champion of the small market team in the new CBA, which to me, again, is a don't look here, look over there type move. It's a Wizard of Oz. Don't look behind the curtain or here, you know, a magic show. Here, look over here. He didn't say because we're going to win and I want to win. And if he did say it, he qualified it by also saying that I am uniquely well positioned to have a louder voice for Pittsburgh as we're headed into the next CBA. Come on. Please. And then Mackey says, when you say change, because Nutting said, I have the ability and some standing to advocate for the kind of changes we need. He's talking about the CBA, on which he completely capitulated the last time this came around and signed off right away. But this time he's going to stand up for the small market teams. So Mackey says, when you say change, do you mean a salary cap and floor and revamped revenue sharing? And Nutting says, and I quote, I'm not sure what it means. Let the revolution begin, huh, Limits?
I'm not sure. I don't know. Good start.
So then he says after that, I think it's clear that the giant payroll disparity influences wins and losses. How do you reshape an economic system to move those and create real competitive balance? I think that's the biggest reason why I should be here in Pittsburgh driving forward. That, to me, is unbelievably insulting to hear from him. Why? Because he's never done it before. That's number one. And two, all you're doing is distracting from the fact that you've basically ruined baseball in Pittsburgh. Your simple answer when Mackey says, why do you continue to own the team, should be because I want to win and you're going to see that. It should be a one-line response. Instead, it's essentially, well, because I think we can get back to where we were in 2013 to 15 to rebuild that type of team. Although he doesn't mention, like Skeens to his credit did, that if that's your bar, man, that's pretty low to be a wild card team and lose 2 out of those 3 years, 3 out of 3. They won one. That's the bar. But he goes on to say Nutting does. And in addition to that, and even beyond that, he said the biggest reason why I should be here in Pittsburgh driving forward is basically to try to reshape baseball's economic system. Really? How about just put more money into your team? How about go out and make a signing beyond Tommy Fail, who can't even catch a fly ball? Let's go to the phones, Limits. 412-928-9370.
All right, Joe, let's start with Joe. He wants to talk about the pitching.
Hello, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. The most frustrating part of the Pirates season for me is the fact that their strength is what is indispensable and what you need to actually win playoff series and eventually get to a World Series. When you have a rotation like Skeens and Keller and Chandler coming up, those guys pitch multiple times in the playoffs. Skeens could pitch 3 times in a 7-game series, and all you have to do is give them a little bit of run support, and they can take down the best lineups and the best teams in the NL. So it's funny that I think the most difficult part of building a team is getting those aces and starting pitching, and that's what the Pirates have, and they can't supplement it or complement it in any way in order to compete. It's just so ironic to me that this is the Pirates.
And I appreciate the call. Two things spring to mind. One is that only the Pirates would finally be incredibly strong at the one position more than any other that's less important than it ever was, and that's starting pitching. Having said that, it's still incredibly important. And the other thing that comes to mind is, yes, I agree with you. they have what everybody wants, potentially, which is elite starting pitching. I think Chandler's going to come up and be very good. You put him with Skeens and Keller, and they seem, the one thing Ben Cherington seems to have a knack for is finding veteran pitchers who are pretty good. And they've got the one thing that so many teams crave and are always looking for, like a franchise quarterback, is potentially elite starting pitching and can't build around it. And that's why I disagree with the notion that a lot of people have put forth that, you know, it's best just to blow all this up. And by the way, I reject the notion that it's best to trade Skeens. And if I were a Pirate fan, it's the last thing I would want. The first thing I would want is how I started the show. Fire Ben Cherington and get somebody in here who can build around what you already have. And what you already have is so precious and coveted. You have elite starting pitching.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Find some bullpen pieces and find a hitter or two. Like, I might be crazy, but if I have elite starting pitching, I think by definition, I'm not that far away. I'm not. Ben Cherington has made it so it seems like that with one of the most ridiculous, ill-conceived, worst rosters and batting orders, lineups that I've ever seen in Major League Baseball. It's a fireable offense on a daily basis, and how he's still here is a miracle and a blight, another one on Bob Nutting's resume. What are you doing? Get rid of this guy today. But I think a new guy could come in here, and if he can find a way to get a couple of hitters and a bullpen piece or two, and that might seem like a lot, it's really not. So you can call me crazy, but I'm not. If I'm a Pirate fan, I have no interest in a blow up and a new 5-year plan and trade Skeens. Like, oh yeah, I'm fine with that because nothing else matters. Hell no. Get a GM in here and build around this guy. And I want to see Skeens and Chandler and Keller and see if a new GM can find at least a little bit to help them. That's what I want. What about you, Limits? You actually are a Pirate fan.
I'm more so concerned right now, Joe, that what they have done, or really what they have failed to do, has set them back another year, maybe even 2 years, to the point where we know we have Paul Skeens for 6 years. In reality, it's more so 4, maybe 5. At that point, you're going to have one realistic year to win with Skeens?
Are you saying blow it up then? Because if I were you, I'd be saying today get a new GM in here and his mission is to immediately try to help this team by whatever means possible. Because starting, I don't know, next week, if I want, I've got Skeens, Keller, and Bubba Chandler at the top of my rotation.
I would be completely fine if they just cleared house right now and said, all right, new general manager, the main goal has to be add pieces regardless of what it takes with trading away pitching prospects. Now, I would not deal Bubba Chandler, but everybody else should be fair game on the table, even if Mitch Keller is included in that. I am softening my stance on Keller, also depending on what happens with Barco, but regardless, they need to do everything possible in this next year or two to just add truly 3 bats in key positions. Corner outfield, shortstop, and somewhere else to improve this lineup significantly.
And well, don't worry, Limits, because Bob Nutting is going to be the champion of small market yes. teams when the CBA comes up a year from now. How could he even say that to Mackey
and
expect that people would buy it?
And there, because there was no action a couple of years ago at the last CBA. There was not a peep that he was interested in a potential salary cap, salary floor, and that it was something that he was fighting for. He was Brian Kelly pounding the table for. Not at all.
Yeah, the team stinks. The GM I hired stinks. We're one of the worst teams in Pirate history. But guess what, everybody? I'm going to be front and center with a big old sign outside the MLB, you know, commissioner's office a year from now, leading a protest for small market teams. I mean, come on.
I'll be the one standing outside leading the press conference, fighting against the Players Association, championing for Pittsburgh baseball to be back, and fighting for Cincinnati. I'm fighting for you like he's campaigning, like he's ultimately the guy that everyone wants to get their support behind.
Nobody wants to hear that. People do care about that, but they realize that he's not going to be the guy to do it. When you're asked, why do you own the Pittsburgh Pirates, it should really be a two-word answer: to win. Then Mackey could have come back, well, you're not winning. I've failed. I'm going to see to it that it gets fixed. And anything else is just a distraction. Next.
Here is John in Washington.
Hello, John.
John?
You there?
John?
Hey, I'm 90 years old. I'm listening to you every day. It's all about attitude with these cards.
It's all about what, sir?
It's attitude.
Attitude. What do you mean?
Attitude.
As far as the players
they
go?
They have like no attitude. The players have no attitude. They need to be pushed. The players don't play right. They're not playing at their potential.
Well, part of me does agree with that, and I appreciate your opinion for sure. And that's why I want accountability when things happen, like Adam Frazier bunting back to the pitcher when he could have bunted anywhere else on the field. And that's why with Tommy Pham, who can't catch a fly ball or hit, other than that, he's been great limits. Needs to be gone today. And when somebody like Key Brian Hayes doesn't run down the line, all of that stuff. Yeah, I thought that might change a little bit. Apparently it hasn't. Next.
All right, here is Matt in Mars.
Hey, Matt. But we also know that that's not the main problem. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I'm just jumping on, so I don't know if you talked about it yet, but the thing that stands out to me about Nutting is he doesn't have a position to be a champion of small market teams when every external source is reporting that he is the most profitable small market team. So it's not even like he's spent all of his resources and he's sitting there saying, guys, I'm doing everything I can and I still can't win. He's not doing everything he can, and it's clear to anyone outside of Pittsburgh that that's the case.
I missed the first part of what you said. What was your main point there?
The main point is he's every external source you look at says that Nutting is the most profitable small market team. So he has no ground to stand on when he goes to the MLB and says, guys, small market teams can't win. Look at us. Because by all accounts, he's walking away with, I don't know, $30 million, $60 million, maybe even more in profit every year.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing I say to that, and I appreciate the call. Dejan Kovacevic had the story recently that the Pirates lost money last year, to which I say, if things are bad financially, then why doesn't Bob Nutting do something about that? Like, why wouldn't he sell the team? We'll know by his actions with the whole CBA thing and basically what he does with the Pirates, whether or not things are going well for him. In other words, if things were going really poorly and they weren't making money, I think we would know by his actions limits. And I think we will know moving forward here by what he does with his baseball team and how he is prominent or not prominent in the new CBA negotiations. I don't think a lot of people really pay attention too much to small market owners. I think the bigger market owners carry the clout in Major League Baseball. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do, and it's a tale as old as time, a saying as old as time, that actions speak louder than words. I'm going to be very curious to see what what happens moving forward with this. And you're right, because they're, I mean, Steinbrenners of the world and the Dodgers group of the world definitely have a lot of pull and a lot of
sense. I know one thing he can do today before 11 o'clock, and it's 10:59, is fire the general manager. Because what Bob Nutting said when he fired Shelton, just to wrap up the hour, is I want to save this season. They're 3-7 since then. It wasn't the manager. Might not even be the general manager, but look at that lineup. Look at that lineup. You can't let this man run your draft. All right, the Noah Constrictor up next. Limits. We'll ask him about when we see Bubba Chandler and various other topics regarding the Pirates. Then we get into some Aaron Rodgers talk. I think he might be married. Am I right about that?
It sure appears that way. He's got a ring on his finger.
Well, that would be a dead giveaway, wouldn't it?
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.